Base Tfila, Tavshin Ein Vav, Parshas Boy, in our topical halacha series. This week, I decided to speak about stockings, women's tights. What made me wake up? I receive these pamphlets. One says, black socks. And says on top, Alon Chova, Lekol Bat Yisrael, Mikol Haidot Vachugim Ba'aretz Ubalam Kulo. It says an obligation for all women in all, from all communities in the whole world. And it tells about the wearing thick black stockings. Okay, that's one thing I'm getting, and Mamash quoting from all sorts of people to wear Levuz Zokin. Zokin Shchori. Zokin are socks. You have to wear black socks. And then I get this one. It says, Mama, Shumu Shomayim Vizdazi Eretz Bavoin Gilu Bosa Erva. It's quite frightening. Shumu Shomayim. And here you see that they've taken stockings and they put inside. And you can see how there's a see-through. It's mamash. And I want to, I get mixed up. I want to understand, what's the din? Is it mamash Gidah Arayas? Atzei Kach? Okay. And here you can see, pass around, showing how the see-through the different thicknesses and different colors. And Shumu Shemayim is Daz the Eretz, Gidah Arayas. So I want to get some clarity. What is the din? What's Ikra din? What's a chumrah? What's a hidur? To indeed come home, we'll tell our wives, you have to wear their black stockings. All the stockings throw out. They're going to black. Meir she'orim, thick stockings. Probably it's the last time we'll be allowed to come to the shir. Fine. Now the connection to the parsha. No, what's the connection to the parsha? The answer is no connection. But it is connected. Why? So to understand the connection, I want to start off with a bare hetev. In Tof Reish Pei Hei Sivgotten Base. Because of Arizal, quoting from Ari, Shiyomim Eile. He's referring to the Shoivovim. Shoivovim are the parashas of Shmois, Vo'era, Boy, Beshalach, Yisrael Mishpatim, and on the leap here it's called Shoivovim Tat, because we add in Truma to Tzave. It's called Shoivovim. And says Dari that Yomim Eilem Sugolim Metakin Avoin Keri, Yosem Mikol Hashana. The people who fast in these weeks, it can be Metakin, the Ovo and Keri, more than the whole year round. And that's why we start in Parashat Shmois when you have the Shibud. Parashat Shmois is discussing the Shibud Mitzrayim, which is a tikkun for the Shibud of Odom Harishain, and we finish with Parashat Kitikne Eved Ivri. That's the Beretiv. The Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer, Simchov Beis, says, Osu Lohitzi Shich Vazer Levatola, V'oven Zechomu Mikol Aveir Shabbat Torah. He says it's more common than any other avera in the Torah. That's the Shulchan Aruch. And Yisoid V'Sheresh HaAvoida says that he quotes Ari that the Rizal says that who brings a Zohar that Ein Moyel LaAdam Tshuva Al Ovein Zeh. It's impossible to do tshuva for this sin. What? A person who releases his semen. So the result, so the Zohar says you can't do tshuva, but the result said, but that still these days the Shevavim have the power to be attacking this sin if you fast every single day. And if you fast every single day, then you get the tikkun. Says the Avni Nezer in the Sefer Shem Shmuel, says Yadua that these days the Shevavim are tikkun for the Chet Yadua, that is the famous sin that those who fast and then they afflict themselves as a tikkun. But you know what? Says the best way, says, is to afflict yourself in the yoke of Torah. which means make sure that you're acting in the proper, in the Torah way. Don't bother, says, don't bother with the sigufim and the taniyos, it's unnecessary. As he brings from his, from the Admor, from his grandfather, the Admor, the Rebbe Mikotsk, who said that the halicha b'derech ha-Torah, going in the Torah's ways, is the biggest siguf, the biggest affliction you can, is to follow the derech ha-Torah. And Adrab, a person should increase his shibut to Torah, yigia belimud, and make sure his ways are going b'derech ha-Torah more than any other siguf. Or you don't have to jump in the lake, in the ice lake, in the snow. You don't have to roll in the snow. Being a shabbat yourself a derech ha-Torah is the biggest siguf. Anyway, we've learned that these days are days to do with the shteva shivotim. It's the days when we're oisik in tahara. That's why you'll see that the poster boards are full of shiurim and hilchas nida. The whole idea is tahara. So Sneas is also part of Tahara. That's the connection. That's the connection to this Kufa. So it's not really directly connected to
purification.
Yeah, purification. That's what people learn Hilchos Nida. So I would like to for myself, I want to learn the sugya of carving your legs. What's the sugya? What's the Ikar Adin? What's the Chumrah? And Hashem Yor Einenu to do, get the right maskana. If it's to be black stockings, that's to be. If it's not, then it's not. So let's see. The sugya is to be found in Brachos Chof Dalet Amud Alef. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Tefach Be'isha Erva. A revealed tefach of a woman is Erva. Ask the Gemara Lemay, for what ramification? If it's to look, you want to look and receive pleasure, look at her flesh, then why only a tefach? The even a person who looks at the etzba ktana ben isha, if you're looking at the beauty of a woman's little finger, it's as if you're looking by se mokai. So why tefach? Rather, says the Gemara, the ishtai with a kriyashema. We're discussing your husband, who's allowed to look at his wife. But if there's a revealed tefach of her body, tefach b'isha erva, for kriya shema, even the husband can't say kriya shema opposite his revealed wife. Om Rav Chisda, shoik b'isha erva. What is a shoik? Sigh. I am right now do not want to translate the word shoik. Shoik is leg. Okay, I don't want to get right now into details. What is a shoik? Because that's exactly what the whole shiur is about. The Gemara says shoik beisha erva. As shenemar, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says there, chisvi shoivel gali shoik ivri naharis tigol erva seich v'gam teira cher poseich. Says that when you're crossing the river, you're going to reveal your shoik, which is revealing your erva. So I see from the Gemara that shoik be'isha erva, the leg of an isha, loosely translated right now, but the shoik, wherever it's some, it's the leg, is an erva, and that's the source, that shoik be'isha erva. So this is our sugya. We need to know, what is the shoik? The Beis Yosef asks a question. Clearly, what's Rav Chisda adding? We just said tefach b'isha erva. So what are you adding when you tell me that shoik b'isha erva? What's he adding? We just said tefach b'isha erva. Yes.
A part of the body where the tefach is relevant.
Ah, okay, very good. So, and what about everywhere else?
Tefach is only relevant when that area is considered area.
And so other parts of
the woman's nose is tefach, or
so what about other parts of her body?
Are not erva.
Not erva. So it's only the leg? It's only the shaykh?
No, you're not allowed to have only the shaykh, uh-huh. But you might have thought not the shaykh.
Oh. So very good, Mordechai. Kedarkacha. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba. Rashba says, it's teaching us that what part of the issue is nerva? It's amokim tsanua. Her face, feet, and hands. It's not called mokim tsanua. You could say kriya shema opposite your wife's face. The teaching. So we bring an example of someone that's normally covered. The sheikh is normally covered. Why do we speak out the sheikh? Because by the ish, a sheikh is not covered. I would have thought it's not called mokim tsanua, because by the ish, by him, it's not a mokim tsanua. Kamash maron, even a sheikh is a mokim tsanua. That's how the Rashba answers. Agos Maimoni answers that by ishtoi, it's a tefach, your wife. A different wife, a different lady, an ish is ish. There it's even less than a tefach. Right, a very big enough community, right? You're at a wedding. The women there are not, they even have, who are not completely covered. So can you say a bracha? Right? So, if it's less than a tefach revealed, which is very rare, but if it's only less than a tefach revealed, so be nafkemino. When the guy's maimony, if it's your wife, you could say a bracha. Someone else's wife can't say a bracha. It brought down the Ramah. The Ramah brings down in Ayin Hey, Ayin Hey, Sif Aleph, the Esh Oimrim, that by Isha Acheret, even less than a tefach. That's our second teretz. Third teretz is the Taz and the Bach. The Taz says, what's special about Shoik? That by the rest of the body in Achinami, Tefach. Shoik, even less than a Tefach. Shumokoim hirhur yaiser mishar ivorim. The Shoik is a mokim hero. It brings more thoughts, more animal thoughts than other parts of our body. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Taz as Yesh Oimrim, which means that other parts of the body, she may be nursing up to Tefach, the husband could say a brach, but the Sheikh, even less than a Tefach, she can't, the husband can't say a brach, according to the Taz. Okay. Now we have to know. Now, obviously, if it's a place that can't say Kriya Shema, it should be covered. So we now need to know. So obviously, all our wives, everyone covers their thigh. That the thigh is the upper part of the leg. What we need to discuss: what about the lower part, the bottom section of the leg? We need to define what is shaykh. If shaykh is the upper part, then the lower part doesn't need to be covered. You can go revealed. And if the bottom part is a shaykh, so he says shaykh yesh erva, you have to cover it properly. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Hey, Simon Ayin Hey, says the Mishnah Berurah, shaykh is from the knee upwards. That's shaykh b'yish erva. From the knee downwards, it depends on your custom. It goes like this. It's all a matter of hiru, of thoughts. So it depends what people do. If ladies of this town, they don't cover their legs, there's no hero because you're used to it. If ladies do cover the legs and your wife doesn't, or she's at home, she's not covered, there's hero. Okay. So it all depends what your customs do. What happens if you live in a lot and women walk around in swim costumes? The whole town, the whole shtot, you live in a holiday resort. All the women walk around in swimming costumes. It's minhag ha-mokim, absolutely normal, acceptable. So the mutter, because it's what? Then what then? No, but I'm saying, but if the myth, the whole idea is hero, and if the women of this shtot, they walk around in swimming, they walk around with open shirts. But if you're used to it, okay, this is elat, and women walk around with parutz mubal la imet, right? With rubay kuchulay is uncovered. So, but it's normal. So, do we say that we're now used to it? So, I can say brachos in front of them. No.
Exactly why the Gemara gives certain concrete definitions of what erva is. It's not changing.
Very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, erva doesn't help if women breach the halacha. It's called pritzus. Pritzus doesn't help. If the whole world is doing pritzus, that will not be matir, an erva. Whatever is not erva, just a matter of what women are accustomed to cover, then it depends what they do. Therefore, if the sheikh, if women are wearing mini skirts, which used to be from women, wore mini skirts, hard to believe, I've seen pictures, mini skirts, we call a deus, this is a sheikh, call a deus a mini skirt is revealing a sheikh. So therefore, even if this is the fashion and the whole city wears mini skirts, and the person can say it doesn't mean anything, it doesn't do anything to me, I'm used to it, you say, Adrab, if she wear a long skirt it will catch my eye, she's also to wear a long skirt, as the person may say, that won't help, because that's called pritzus. It's an erva. Whatever is not an erva, it depends on what they're accustomed to doing, what they're not accustomed to doing. If it's with the rogel to cover it and they're not covering, then it's called, then you can't say Krishna. Says the Mishnah Berurah. From the knee upwards is, that's the sheikh. That sheikh Bisha Erva is no heter whatsoever. From the knee downwards depends on the minak. Therefore, if the minak is that women go around barefoot, so you can say Kriya Shema against it. This is a bomb, a kura that the Mishnah Berurah has released to the world. Where is he coming from? The Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim on the spot brings three sources that sheikh is the upper joint of the body, is the upper leg. What is Raya? The Raya is from the Torah. The Torah discussing Shlomim in Parashat Tav, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Beis, it says, "Beshoik hayamim hayamin tiknu truma l'Hashem mizipei shdipchei shalmeichem." You have to give your sheikh, the sheikh of the animal, you have to give from your shlomim. Chazav v'sheikh. What defines a sheikh? Says Rashi, min arkuva. It's from the knee upwards. That's what Rashi says. And he brings the Rambam, and Ilus Meisah Karbonis asking the same thing. You see, the sheikh is the upper joint, not the lower joint. That's the Prima Gadim. It's all he brings. He brings from Karbonis, and therefore the sheikh is the upper joint. That's what the word means when it's erva. And therefore the lower joint doesn't have to be covered. So when I see these, and there's some Mishnah Berurah paskins, Loloi Choylek, he just copies the Prima Gadim without anything to say about it. So when I see this one says you've got to wear thick black stockings, no one is telling us what to wear under the skirt. All our women wear skirts to the knee. No one's wearing mini skirts. We're discussing all these pamphlets are giving us chizuk and telling us that it's a choyve gemura called Bnei Yisrael and called Eidus and called Achugim. They're talking about lower joints, okay? And it says you have to wear black ones, thick black stockings, or here they're showing us pictures of see-through, not see-through. So according to, and they're telling us it's Shumu Shamayim is Dazi Eretz Bavoin Gilui Bosa Erva. Where's the Erva? There's dark and Erva over there. Because we just learned Mishnah Berurah the Mishnah Berurah says that the lower joint from knee downwards is not the shaykh. The Torah, when the Gemara says shaykh is erva, it's the upper joint, not the lower joint. So there is no erva. That's the Mishnah Berurah. But, and there's a very big but to be said, it's a pele. This prima godim is a pele. The Mishnah Berurah is a pele. The Achronim attack him. People call him a Toya B'Dvar Mishnah. Toya B'Dvar Mishnah, at Vekach. Why is that? The Mishnah in Oyalois, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah says over there that describing the Avarim of a person. See, an Avar, a limb, is Metame B'Oyal. A person has amputated the limb, it's Metame. The Kohen becomes Tommy. So the Mishnah there is telling us what limbs are there. It says the Mishnah that Mosayim V'Arboyim V'Shmoyin Avarim B'Odam. There are 248 Avarim. An Avar is something with a bone. And the Mishnah starts to count them. And the Mishnah starts from bottom, foot, and upwards. And it says, there are 30 in the sole. Because there are six bones per finger, per toe. Six bones per toe, that's 30. Then, Asara Bakarsu, we go to the ankle. The ankle has 10 bones. Then, go up. The shnaim, the two bones, bashaik, two in the shaik, which is the lower joint, five in the knee, one in the thigh. So we see from the Mishnah calls a shaik the lower joint. Says the Chazon Ish. Other Achronim. This is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says clearly. The Mishnah calls the lower joint a shaykh. So why are you translating that when the Gemara says shaykh b'ish erva, you translate it as the upper thigh? It's the Mishnah that calls it the lower joint. One source. The Gemara Menachos Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara is talking about an istavira, a mezuzah that's made like an istavira is kosher. Istavira is the low, is the bone, is the long bone. Says Rashi, it's referring to a 90-degree mezuzah. A mezuzah made with 90 degrees has a bend into it. If it's put up with a 90-degree mezuzah, is kosher. Explains Rashi. What does it mean istavira? Says Rashi. Like, it's made like the joint between the regal and the shaykh. See, the sole and the lower foot are 90 degrees. It says and Rashi calls it shaykh. You see that the shaykh is being defined as the lower joint. The Mishnah says in Yevamos, Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, Mishnah says, we do chalitza, a person who's died without children, the brother would do chalitza. Chalitza, she has to take off the shoe from his foot. Says the Mishnah, a person who's had his foot cut off, doesn't have a foot. So if it's from the knee upwards, we cannot do chalitza. If it's from the knee downwards, we can do chalitza. Explains the Gemara. I doesn't have a regal because it says mi'al ragloi. We can do just chalitza from the top of his of the sole of his foot. Says the Gemara, shma mino ha'istavira, must be that the bone goes all the way down, because if the lower bone doesn't go all the way down, then you'd have the foot would be. Then that joint will be ma'al, and the shaykh will be ma'al de ma'al. It must be the foot that the bone, the lower bone goes all the way down to the floor. And therefore, the foot is called raglay, and then it's ma'al raglay. Because if there's another joint between the long lower bone and the foot, then you can only do chalitza from the joint. You couldn't do chalitza from the lower joint. And the Gemara calls the istavira, calls it shaykh. So you see, it's called the shaykh. In Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezer, Kuf Samachtech, it says Nilchas Chalitza. It says over there, Rabbi Kveger brings this right. It says over there, you tie the shoe. The shoelace must be tied for the Chalitza ceremony. You tie it onto the flesh of what? Of the shaykh. Says Rabbi Kveger, no one, you don't tie your shoes on your thigh. You tie your shoes on your leg. And the Shulchan Aruch is calling it shaykh. Therefore, it's a pele, it's mamash a pele. Toisvus in, and there's a toisvus in Menachos, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, who says that there's a difference between the shaykh of an animal and the shaykh of an Adam. True that the shaykh of an animal is the upper joint, but the shaykh of an Adam is the lower joint, as we see from the Mishnah in Oilos. Toisvus in Menachos, Lamed Zayin pointed out that man's joint is different than is a different area than the animal joint. The shaykh of an animal is indeed the upper joint, but the shaykh of an Adam is the lower joint. It's mamash a mishnah. This prima godin is a tamur. It's a toyabit va mishnah. So some people want to be so horrif. He just ignores man. He goes to animal. Shkoyach says shaykh of an animal is the upper joint. And he says therefore the shaykh ish erva is the upper joint. Very nice. But you've ignored, you don't even relate, you don't even mention Mishnah, Tosfos and Menachos. You just ignore it all. It's a Pele, Tamer, Apostle. Yeah. Indeed, the Mekor Chaim of the Chavis Yoyer, he's the Achroin. This is the Chavis Yoyer. Over here in Ayin Hey, Maya Shoik. Let me tell you what Shoik is. The Shoik, he says, which is Shaykh Visharva, is what is erect when you sit down. It is the joint that is upright when you sit down. That's the Shaykh. Which means the lower joint. Mamash, all this we see that the Shaykh Visharva, the Rav Vozna, in Tshuva Aleph, the very first Tshuva Rav Vozna ever wrote, in Shevet Alevi, Simon Aleph, Ois Aleph. Sefri says, Pashat, that this, the lower joint, is the Shaykh Vishareva. The Chazanish, by the way, Chazanish is, he done, discusses, he says, Yishar Achriya, can't be Machriya. So therefore we have very strong evidence that the lower Shaykh is the Erva. That's the Chavis Yoyer passage. And if so, if it's erva, minag won't help you. Once it's erva, it's serious. If it's minhag, there are different levels of minhag. If it's erva, you have the proper gusur, abaytai, black stockings. No, if it's real erva, you can't do this see-through stuff. How can you have see-through if it's real erva? It's all see-through. So therefore, you have to be real kisui. And therefore, the Satna Rebbe, he paskens, you have the proper kisui. Okay. What can we say? What can we say? So I saw a very beautiful idea. Interesting idea in the Sefer Levush Hashem Torah. Many of the ideas in the Shia I got from the Sefer is Rav Falk from England. He's mamish going to the sugya. He's ish MS, and he's mamish goes into the sugya. And what I'm about to say right now is an idea of his. Let's say indeed that it's erva. Let's not go with these shittas that indeed it's an erva. But why is it Minag Olam is we make with tights that are see-through to a certain extent. Our minhag has not been to wear black stockings. What's pshat? He says the following. We find a stira. Find a stira. On one hand, in the Gemara says in Yuma that in Yuma da Flamed Beis Amad Beis, Rabbi Elazar ben Charsoim, he was the Kohen Gadol. His mother made for him a robe. The Bgadim of the Kohen Gadol was supplied by the by himself. She made him this very expensive robe, but it cost a fortune. But the Kohanim didn't allow the Kohen Gadol to wear it. Why? Because it was so refined, it was see through. He looked naked. He was wearing the big day kuna and looked naked, so they didn't allow him to wear it. We see there's an idea of clothes that's still see through. We find in Simon Ayin Dalet, but there's an Issa, if you're in the mikvah, the Lev can't see the erva. You want to make a brach in the mikvah, the Lev cannot be allowed to see the erva. The Mishnah Berurah brings an Ozarua who says that even if you're in clean water, if you're in dirty water, you just make the water dirty, and then you can say a bracha, because the lady can't see the air, but the water's dirty. If you're in clean water, it's enough just to move the water around, and the lady can't see the air. What do you mean? You can still see. Even in clean water, how could it be you can't see it? It's still visible. It's not completely transparent because the water is moving around, but still it can be seen. We learn so apparently it's enough. If things are not completely transparent, if water is moving around, that's enough. You can't see the erva. On the other hand, we have by erva bashoshis, the Gemara says if we have an erva in a lantern, there's a woman's erva is visible in a lantern. In a lantern, there's a picture, there's a glass, there's a picture of a naked woman in the glass. That's when you can't say a bracha, because even though it's a different rishus, kind of speak, but so what? You can see. Says Rashi, an erva in a shosh is in white glass or covered with cloth, covered with thin parchment. Called an erva bashoshis. You can't say a bracha in front of an erva even covered with parchment. Obviously, when you have parchment like white glass, you can't see well. That's called erva. So what's going on? If you have something that you can see be'erech, but you can't see exactly, is that called covered or not covered? So that's what I felt the following idea. Yesh lachkor. Does the erva have to be covered, or is not allowed to be uncovered? Hear the difference? Do things have to be covered, or they can't be uncovered? So this is the answer. Depends. If it's erva mamash, it has to be covered. That's why a real erva, even if it has white glass in front of it, you can still see colors. That is still called, you can't say a broch. But things that are not erva mamash, it's enough that they're not uncovered. Therefore, he wants to be mechadesh that the fact we're wearing stockings, it's true, it wouldn't be enough to cover an erva, because they are see-through, as you see in these pictures, they are see-through, but it's not called uncovered. Up to a certain level, it's not called golui. That's the thing you want to say. And therefore, even shock b'yosh erva, the fact that we wear stockings of a medium that they do limit the sight, they're not see through the stockings. Therefore, it's not called God gilu erva. That's a chiddush that he wants to say. That's why stockings are sufficient. We do find other poskim who say, so we need to answer the Mishnah Berurah. How could it be the Prima Godin forgot these Mishnayas, the Mishnayas and Oilois? Amish. The Mishnah Berurah, in 50 years after he published the Mishnah Berurah, he never retracted for what he said. He's Machshel Am Yisrael. He's Machshel everyone. So we saw Rayas, we saw Mishnayas, that Shaykh Bishareba, we saw Gemaras, that the Shaykh is the Tachton, and the Mishnah Berurah is Machshel everyone. How could that be? Beautiful, beautiful, amazing crowd. Amazing shots. It's all a mistake. Why? En achinam. There's a Tosis Rishonim. In Yuma, Daf Ein Aruf Mun Beis, says the Tosis Rishonim, Loshen Torah Lechud, Loshen Chazal Lechud. What the terms of the Torah are not necessarily the same terms as Chazal. What is Raya? Because you see by Sheik is the upper joint. And you see, we see in the Mishnah Eloys, it's the lower joint. He doesn't distinguish between man and behemah. He says Loshen Chazal and Loshen Torah. Okay. So what? What have we gained? Gevaldik. What we gained is Elachenam. Shoik is the lower joint. Loshen Chazal is the lower joint. But you know what? Our Gemara is coming off a pasuk. Our Gemara says, "Shoyk b'ish erva." How do you know? We learn from the pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, "Geli shoykeich." What does the pasuk in Yeshaya mean? What's that pasuk referring to? The pasuk in Yeshaya. It's Loshen Torah. Which erv? Which joint is the pasuk referring to? The upper joints. That's the source that Shaykh Bish Erva. No! So when the Gemara says Shaykh Bish Erva Shneemar, what Shaykh is the Gemara referring to? It's the Shaykh of the Pasuk. That's why the whole thing is irrelevant. It's the whole thing. It's not a Gebuchel what Shaykh is in the rest of the Chazal. Because we're coming off a Pasuk. The Pasuk means the upper joint. No, Shaykh Bish Erva is the upper joint. That's why we're not miyachas b'chal to anything else. That's trying Mishnah Berurah. That's trying the Prima Godin. Gevaldik. How could it be the Mishnah Berurah ignored Mishnayas? The Prima Godin rules Mishnayas. How could that be? This didn't even raise the topic. Because the Pshat is becoming of a Pasuk. The Pasuk is referring to the upper joint. And that's how the Radak explains over there in the Pasuk. It's Muhar in the Pasuk itself. That we're discussing when she goes in the river, she's revealing her upper joints. Therefore, Olo B'Yadinu, the Salmas Chaim, and Chaim Zonenfeld also says, the Sheikh is the upper joint. Olo B'Yadinu, let's summarize. What indeed is real Erva must be properly. Oh, what's real Erva? Preachers doesn't help. Even by real Erva, then Rafak was Mechadish, the difference between real Erva and semi Erva. Real erva has to be proper covering. Even a parchment, a see-through paper won't work. White glass won't work if you can still see berach. But he wants a mechadish. But by non-real erva, semi-erva, then if it's not revealed, it's all right. He has rights for that. Le'inyonenu, there's a major machlekes. So when you see these signs, that say you have to wear black zaken. And they say it's a choyver gmura called Bat Yisrael. These signs are holding that it's erva. They're not going to have the Mishnah Berurah. Yes, they have water rayon. Chavis Yoyer holds its erva. They're holding the lowing joint is erva. Okay, it's very nice. Zanachinam, if it's erva, you should be wearing black sock. It makes sense. When this sign says Shumo Shamayim, his daz the eretz for the gilui bas the erva. It's the Loike Mishnah Berurah. The Loike Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah holds, and the Prima Godin holds that it's Nishkan Erva. The Shoik Ish Erva is the upper joint. The lower joint is Nishkan Erva. So that's the Yachas to what they're saying. So therefore, once it's not Erva, it's just a Minhag that Bnei Yisrael feel that even though it's Chazal allowed them to reveal the lower joint, And if that's the mokim shenogu, there are certain communities, shame it over mitzvahs, the women go around without stockings. So you have to be moicha. Should you be screaming at them in the street? No. Why? Because they're going at mission, based on the Mishnah Berurah, that the only the upper joint is erva, the lower joint is nishken erva. They're not noyeg to cover it. It's beside the moment. They have Mishnah Berurah. Women who wear stockings, but they're semi see through. What's that based on? They're also holding, like the Mishnah Berurah, it's not an erva, and they're machmir. They want to portray themselves, they want to be doing extra above and beyond, is up to that level with semi-covered. And Rafag is Mechadish, even if it's real erva, the fact it's not revealed is also enough. And that's why I don't think you're too worried about it. If it's really see-through, then there's no point. But if it's semi-see-through, it's a beseder, you have a Mishnah Berurah on, and it's alright, don't worry about it. That's why the 40, they give numbers, 40 is the Seder, even though you could technically see through it. I'm not so worried about the Gilui Bas Erva or the Shulma Shamayim, the Seder. It's a big nafkamino, where the wife should cover her stockings when she goes in the house. She should go around barefoot. If it's Erva, she shouldn't be walking around without socks on. If it's not Erva, Seder. And it's not so potato, because since we know it's a kapra, then it's like tefach be'isha, like a tefach mechutz be'isha, that the husband shouldn't say kriya shema against it. She shouldn't walk around in her house without socks. Since our women do cover their feet when they're outside, if it's like it's a tefach be'isha erva, so therefore the husband should not be saying a bracha if she's walking around without socks. I'll leave with the last point. What's the din? A woman who comes from a community that don't have stockings, and she's going to a bakery in Ramah Bet, in the heart of Ramah Bet, in the most extreme part, there's a bakery, and women come from communities but they don't cover the socks, which is kedin. I'm not arguing that kedin. I respect that. They in their community don't cover their feet, but when they're coming to an area where they're noyheg, it's an erva. They hold it as an erva, and they hold you should be wearing black, should be wearing full stockings. Yesh lodun. Maybe al pidin they should be covering themselves. Why? Because din is, if you're going to an area mokim shenagu, if you're going to a new area where there be noisin of chumia mokim shiotza misham barach hashem. No, you come to a new community, you need to respect their chumras. Says while she's there, it is roi to she should be covering herself, because she's going to an area where everyone covers themselves, and you're not. So even daitel achzor, you should be covering yourself. So if that's the case, so our wife, should they wear black stockings when they go there as well? I'm not sure if the minhag there is that strong, but for sure the minhag there is all women cover their feet. I asked the Rav, he told me it's an Eitzah Toivah. It is Roy to take that into account. Okay, so that's what we learned today. So therefore, a person's wife wears regular stock in 40 denier, then I wouldn't worry so much about this. About the pamphlets. If it's uncovered, you shouldn't say bracha against it. And for sure, you're not supposed to be looking at women anyway to be nene from them. That for sure is also even Metzvah Ktano. No. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.